Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The USFL Gambling Podcast Week 9 Reaction Show on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet. Get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WynNBet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their over under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app. Make sure you download that thing to enter our free $250 US Open contest. Just download the SGPN app in the App Store or Google Play Store for free and hit the contest tab and then let it ride.
Hey, this is Pac-Man Jones. You're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Football is a unique American experience. A game described by one turn of the century critic as crude and barbaric, with little chance of survival. But survive it did.
SFL Gambling Podcast Week 9 Reaction Show. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price, but no one touches Dundee.
One week away, we're actually going to complete a season. Shout out to the USFL. We are 1 week away from the playoffs, 1 week away from taking ourselves out of Birmingham, Alabama, heading to Canton, Ohio, two of the greatest football cities this country has to offer. I am joined by my co-host. Give it up for former JMU Duke defensive back, the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-yo. Well,
there are those who say that the fun has gone out of football, that it's become too predictable. For them, let me present 30 seconds of football, USFL style.
The USFL, where football is still a game.
It's still a game, Patty C, and the fans are still loving the fact that we have spring football. That is me. I mean, look, I'll be honest. You know us. We love all types. If we were watching, what was that? The EFL? ELF.
Yeah.
ELF
football, League of Football,
some CFL. Make sure you subscribe to the CFL gambling podcast too, because our guy Rod Villagomez and CFL Jim doing great work over there. But here we are, USFL. We love the USFL. Have since the 80s, and year one almost in the books as far as the regular season goes. Patty C, what do you make 9 weeks in? We'll get to each game, but what do you make so far of everything?
I mean, a pretty predictable, I guess not totally predictable week that we just witnessed, but obviously the matchups are set for the playoffs. So week 10, very little
this
drama.
This upcoming week, very little drama. Yeah. But hey, this is what happens, especially when you only have eight teams. Things can happen like this. The main thing is that they continue to build on that, get stability. We saw it with the European League that we were watching, or the Canadian Football League this weekend. And that's why I really believe it. You know, I watched some CFL games and some EFL games and or ELF games, I'm sorry. But and I watched it this weekend. And they have great fans.
Yeah, the ELF is impressive.
CFL too. I watched some games with some serious fans, and it just tells me that this thing's gonna work. It's just gotta build it.
Whether they're packing a small stadium, which we saw a couple times, or making like even into the upper deck a decent showing on some of these bigger stadiums that they play in. It's like, well, some of these fans are coming out. Now there is we were watching the Leipzig Kings.
Yeah, and then we had, who were they playing?
The Panthers of I forget where.
Yeah.
Not a great crowd there, but that's an expansion team.
Yeah, so it takes time to build stuff. You know what I mean? Like if that's an expansion team, just like in this league, obviously they're playing in a hub, but hopefully next year they can change that and continue to build on this. I think they got a good thing going. I know ratings came out today, and you know, they were considering the slate wasn't super exciting, because you really only had one game that really mattered this past weekend.
Yeah.
Let me rattle off. So Saturday's game, the Generals Panthers averaged 815,000 viewers.
That was the Fox game.
Yes. Or no, that was the NBC game on NBC. Saturday, but it was a useless game.
Yeah.
Both teams going nowhere. DeAndre Johnson got the start, though. We can talk about that for a second, because what do you make of this situation here now? Okay. I was one that said I thought DeAndre Johnson was the best quarterback in the league like 4 or 5 weeks ago. He is back and healthy, but I'll be honest, the offense kind of shifted from a power offense going with play action and all these fly sweeps and everything to kind of an open air attack with Luis Perez mixed in with Darius Victor and Trey Williams getting off on the ground. But they definitely been opening up more, and Alonzo Moore and the other more, I think it's Javon Moore, got in there, and Satterfield. And
well, when you have weapons all around a quarterback, you don't need him to do the running. You just get it to the weapons that you have.
But I guess the problem now is who do you go with? Both quarterbacks have played fantastic. I mean, Perez was getting better and better with each week, knowing he was getting the starts. In a way, you might have a little bit of a problem heading into the playoffs.
Good problem.
It is a good problem to have, perhaps, but as far as team chemistry goes, now last week when DeAndre Johnson was in, now maybe it's just him getting reps again. They didn't look, you know, in sync as much. Yeah. When Perez ended up having the game-winning drive to beat the Panthers, Eric Berriere for the Panthers looked pretty fucking good. Made me wonder about why he wasn't in a couple weeks ago. I remember Berriere from Eastern Washington. Loved his play in the FCS college football ranks there.
There you go. I'm gonna. I will say one thing. I noticed this week all four teams that had less passing yards in the game won the game. So USF style of football.
I think I love it. Yeah. I think I love it.
You don't need to have a dominant quarterback to win in this league.
Yes.
Sometimes it may be good. Sometimes it may be shit.
So you think, okay, I mean, I guess we'll get into it. I just think it's weird though, because you might have a little bit of a chemistry problem where I think Philadelphia, with Brian Scott's injury being season long, you know, Case Cookus is your guy. Yeah. Now Philadelphia didn't even play Case Cookus really. I mean, besides a few snaps, I think it was KJ Costello, the former Stanford Cardinal.
I mean, we saw it a million times. We've seen it. I mean, Michigan versus Michigan State this year, having that two quarterback system can cost you a step at a critical moment. And a good team will make you pay, right?
It makes it really exciting to see what's going to happen come playoff time in this matchup. So Saturday morning had 815,000 viewers. Then at night, the Stallions Gamblers game on USA had 350,000, which actually was pretty damn good for USA.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was averaging, like, I feel like, you know, 207 or 8,000 the game.
That was the Gambler Stallions game?
Yes. And that one, obviously, the Stallions first loss. Kevin Sumlin gets a second win of the season.
And the Gamblers have been a good team all year. They just obviously haven't been able to hold a lead. They finally played full four quarters and got this one done by the skin of their teeth.
And the Stallions also, the Stallions also have kind of been fool's gold, I feel like, the past couple of weeks.
You think?
Yeah, I do.
Kenji Bahar for the Gamblers, nice, led the team in passing and rushing, 200 total yards of offense for him, 164 and 36 rushing.
Damn, they only 36 yards rushing on the ground as your leading rusher and you win the game. That's because I think JoJo Ward had a big return.
This team, he had 36 yards and the entire team had 29 yards. So he's.
Well, look, I mean, and that begs the question too, Patty C. You're not going to have an undefeated regular season. That was pretty damn close to the Stallions having an undefeated regular season to start the rebirth of the USFL. So,
Jamar Smith throwing the ball 41 times. And
they haven't looked that good the past couple of weeks, man.
Bo Scarborough only getting 11 carries for 31 yards. You want a more balanced attack than that.
They've looked a little questionable. I'm telling you, it's going to be an interesting matchup because the Breakers should have beat them. I thought just a week ago or 2 weeks ago now, but they couldn't kick a field goal. It's going to be a very interesting matchup because we did see Sunday morning. This had 742,000 viewers, Patty C. The Breakers and the Bandits. And here's what's ironic is that was the game that was meaningful. However, it got less views than the NBC game. I don't know what was going on, but regardless, I think it's still sustainable. Those viewers, hopefully they go up with the playoffs, but Breakers Bandits going.
I mean, you're probably talking about smaller media markets in play there with the Bandits, you know, New Orleans and Tampa versus, you know, New York essentially.
True.
And,
true.
Who are they playing? New York, New Jersey, and
Detroit. Yeah,
and Detroit. Yeah.
But this one was my lock of the week. So hopefully you went out and I actually gave away two pretty solid fucking locks. If you listen to our pick show, so let me just cue you up. This beautiful song here. Let's go with what should we go with? Here we go. Let's just dial it up.
DJ, spin that.
Which winning one should I go with here? Let's go with here. Let's just have some fun here.
I mean,
yes, Pick Dundee. I chose the one song with lyrics that could be played over my voice, but I did have my lock. I thought there was no way the Bandits could beat the Breakers. Breakers were up 17-0. I think the final score was 17-6. If memory serves me correct. I was all over that as a lock. I also took the Gamblers with 12.5. I didn't take them on the money line because I thought Kevin Sumlin would find a way to fuck it up. And he almost did. But the 12.5, once again, there's been two double digit spreads, I believe, in the USFL this year, and both the dogs have hit. So there should never be a double digit spread in this league.
You know what's weird is this was the game that the only one that wasn't close. I mean, the scores we had 25-23. 17-15, 17-16, so all 1 or 2 point games. And then this one was the one that wasn't particularly close, 17-6.
The Bandits were fool's gold. They had no wins against teams that had a winning record.
But they outgained
New Orleans
by a lot. New Orleans had 229 total yards.
I mean, Tampa's been that. They've had that. They've gotten their own way all year long.
Yeah.
They've been fool's gold.
Well, there you go. Tamu, two interceptions to one touchdown. Are they the turnover? Who's the real turnover machine in the league?
I feel like it's them. I feel like it's them. So
I feel like you're right.
And then the nightcap on Sunday, Stars Maulers averaged 389,000 viewers on FS1, which is actually pretty good for FS1 as well. So overall, I mean, it depends on how you shake out these ratings, but I think they were pretty good considering there was not a lot of meat to the schedule. But before we hop into actually getting in there, I want to tell people that the USFL Gambling Podcast is brought to you by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet, get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WynNBet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their brand new over under game. Just head over to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by the SGPN app, and we're giving away $250 in our US Open contest. Just download the SGPN app for free in the App Store or Google Play Store and hit the contest tab, and boom, you are in. Why not do it? What do you got going? We're also brought to you by Manscaped. Gentlemen, Father's Day is just around the corner, and our friends at Manscaped are here to ensure all the father figures out there that are looking daddy material this June. Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0, which includes their signature Lawnmower 4.0, is the perfect bundle to tackle any and all old man hair from head to toe. This right here is no dad joke, Patty C. Treat him and yourself to join the four million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code SGP at manscaped.com. Trust me, his dad bod will thank you. We're also brought to you by Athletic Greens and their AG1 supplement. Probably wondering, hey, what is this stuff, Colby? Well, with one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients, Patty C, will help your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, your recovery, your focus, and your aging. All those things. I mean, Lyle Alzado, if he only knew. Look, AG1 supports better sleep quality, and to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Mm-hmm, that's right. Without added security, you might as well be giving away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why here at SGPN Studios, we use IP Vanish VPN to stay truly private and secure on the internet. IP Vanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. That means your private details, your emails, your passwords, your communication, your browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IP Vanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's really that simple. So go to ipvanish.com/SGP and use that promo code SGP and claim 70% off your savings. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. All right, Patty C, we are talking. Wait, I mean, let's just get to the elephant in the room. The big one, the Bandits, the Breakers. We just talked about it. Unfortunately,
we come from down in Gator Country. We are the pride of Tampa Bay.
So if the Bandits go 5-5 in year one, do they bring back Todd Haley? Because their season is over. They have one game left. You know what they should do though? They should do the loser bracket too. But
that would be fun. Give us a little extra to work with.
Tama almost had 100 yards rushing. You see that? 86 yards on the ground.
Yeah, he put up huge numbers.
But that's been the problem with the Bandits all year, is they have been terrible running the ball. Now Tama was able to, probably because of the pass, but Jawan Washington, 2 rushes for 9 yards. BJ Emmons, 13 rushes for -1 yards. The offensive line play has been atrocious for the Tampa Bay Bandits, and I think that's really the X factor. You could talk about Tamu being a bust, and I actually think Tamu still has skills. He just needs some better protection, and I think some better offensive philosophy. And I think this team would be better. Now the question is, I think 5-5 will save your job, though. If he goes 4-6,
yeah,
it's, you think he's one. Good. The Breakers rolled. Slaughter Sundays happened, but also, I mean, Kyle Smith got in there, former Tulsa Golden Hurricane. He was 5-6, completed 83% of his passes, where Slaughter was just 7-14 for 50% of his passes. Makes you wonder. I still think it's Slaughter Sundays and Slaughter Saturdays going on this when playoff ball comes, but I think this week coming up, if I were them, I would rest Slaughter, cause he's had that injury with his groin. Jones and Ellis kind of both did decent.
Might
on
as
the
well
ground.
Give him a little break.
Yeah, give him a little breaker.
Hey,
breaker 1-2.
Maybe you could give him his interception stats a break too. 11 on the year, tied for most with Tamu. You know, Tamu is the number two in passing yardage. The number one.
Slaughter, right? Slaughter's one, right?
Not yet. Slaughter's one in passing yardage.
So the top two passing yardage leaders are
the interception leaders, too, because they throw the ball a shit ton.
But also because the backups don't get a lot of shine.
Touche.
Yeah.
Touche. Tamu also the number nine rusher in the league. So if without all these interceptions, maybe he would have been your MVP this year.
I still think he's solid. And I think like maybe if you're an opposing team looking for a quarterback, Houston Gamblers, maybe you try to trade for Jordan Tamu in the offseason.
Yeah.
Just an idea.
I mean, there's got to be some good quarterbacks out there. I'm sure they're looking high and low for him.
So the Breakers take down the Bandits 17-6. My lock cashes. That was the big meaningful game of the weekend. But
what about some of the big plays?
How about Kevontae Turpin? I mean, punt return touchdown. And that's what's interesting is you're seeing Mike Riley kind of play some of the veterans. Perez played. DeAndre Johnson played. Whereas you see Philadelphia benched, you know, some key players. You saw
Cook
the Stallions kind of go with some different players. You saw, I mean, it kind of happened all across the league. From a DFS point of view, it was complete chaos. And I look forward to doing the DFS episode this week. Make sure you subscribe to the USFL Gambling Podcast and check out that episode because I think there's a lot of money to be made this weekend with some undervalued players that are going to get reps. But how do you feel about, like, so the Generals take down the Panthers, Jeff Fisher, 1-8. If he get, I mean, I think he's a big enough name where they're going to keep him in the league, right? If he goes 1-9,
it's tough. I hear him making comments about old Riverboat Ron, who we played with back in
the
day.
What did he say about him?
I don't know. He's telling him to shut his mouth.
Oh,
because Rivera had criticized Jack Del Rio.
And Fisher took offense to that?
And Fisher took offense to that. So I wonder if that's going to clap back at him. Being employed by Fox, I kind of doubt it. So I don't think that's going to factor, but the 1-9 might factor into it.
Well, if they play the Maulers this week, and NC Nick was telling me on the phone, he's like, that's the game to watch this week because you're kind of battling. If there's any game that's actually pretty hilarious, because the other ones are going to be benching players. I think the Maulers and the Panthers are probably going to go full on starters against starters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Potential save your job spot, a little battle in the North. Look, give me your power rankings right now. I'm curious to hear your power rankings.
I mean, I feel like, I guess there is a little bit of, questions. 2-8-1 teams, 2-6-3 teams, and then 3 shit teams. I'm going to go with what I think you're going to go. Generals number one.
Generals are the best team in the league. I think Mike Riley's the best coach in the league too.
Yeah. Clearly they're not, immune to a close game, 25-23 against a 1-8 team.
Still, but they started Darius Victory only got 7 carries. They kind of were playing the starters, but not. And shout out to Mike Riley, who was at the Philadelphia Stars Maulers game scouting them. They had one fucking fan in the crowd, and it was Mike Riley.
There it is. Right? Hey, he's taking it seriously. So I'll say Generals. I say you got to go Stallions number two.
Yeah.
Right. And then Stars Breakers is tough. That's a really tough one.
It is.
I'm gonna go Stars because when I see Cook is on fire,
he's been playing good ball. And how about Matt Colburn?
Yeah, and
former Wake Forest Demon Deacon.
He had the top play of the week.
Game-winning touchdown, like a 40-yard play.
But a little under 5 minutes left. Stars create a turnover at midfield. Create a great rush. Drill Madre London, cause a fumble, get the ball back. Next play, Matt Colburn
getting after
50-yard touchdown.
Great run too.
Yeah. He's a beast.
I agree. I would go Stars 3, Breakers 4, and I guess you got to put the Bandits at 5. Even though I probably think the Gamblers could beat the Bandits, but it hasn't happened when they played, so I think you got to put the Bandits at 5. 6, the Gamblers, they have one more win than the so I guess the question is who do you have 7 and 8?
Oh, boy. I mean, just because Kirby Smart is
not
so
Kirby
dumb.
Smart, or Kirby, not, Wilson. Kirby Smart is not so dumb. He just won a national championship.
Yeah. Kirby Wilson, I'm so dumb. Kirby Wilson is such a knucklehead. Yeah. What did you see? Say he did
classic play with Roland Rivers there. They like misunderstood, or we don't know truly what happened.
Yeah,
but he could not get the communication. It seemed like
on the headset.
Yeah, on the headset. On, you know, the helmets. You know, yeah. So he was confused on the play to run, and he runs a play.
Yeah.
And then he comes to the sideline, Ashton, like coming not all the way to the sideline, but comes close enough to the coach saying, I can't hear.
Yeah. That was the problem. And then, we have a communication
and then
issue.
Kirby Wilson's like, get on the bench. You're done.
I mean, didn't he do that with Vadley a couple weeks back?
Yeah, I mean, this is hilarious. He's got to be fired.
He
right?
benched. He
He's
benched
gotta be fucking
Vad
fired.
Leave for body language.
yeah. He shrugged at me. He's out.
And he's the same guy that fired a guy for eating a slice of pizza earlier.
No, or asking for pizza.
Asking for
pizza when it was chicken salad night. Look, I Kirby Smart. Kirby Wilson keeps it entertaining.
Yeah, he's one of the most fun stories of this year.
In a way, I almost hope he stays.
Oh man,
to make it more entertaining.
Well, I'll say that there's something to him. They're not getting completely destroyed in some of these recent games. I think his. Maybe
they should have won this past week.
There's a place for him and his like kick ass brand of like coaching, just an FU style.
I don't know how many fans in Pittsburgh will want to get behind that.
He's the Nick Saban. He's just not as good, but he's got the same style.
Oh man.
But all that said, I think the Panthers are the better team. And Eric Berriere was a nice little wrinkle.
Nice addition. So that's what the power rankings, the gamblers, I think obviously the storyline of the week with the upset, but I think breakers would be their top storyline. Your second storyline would be the gamblers taking down the Stallions. Patty C, I'm going to say this though. I think the breakers could beat the Stallions in the playoffs. I know. So this next week, by the way, I guess we're getting ahead of ourselves. This upcoming week, we have our preview and pick show coming out in like a day, and then we'll do the DFS show. Yeah, the Stars Generals, which is going to be the same matchup a week later.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I expect a very vanilla.
Yeah, probably don't want to pull out all the stops, empty the playbook just yet.
And then you have Stallions Bandits. I think the Bandits might be playing for something Stallions won't be. Then you got the Breakers Gamblers. I think the Gamblers would be playing for something the Breakers probably won't be. And then, like we said, the North battle between the Panthers and Maulers, which on USA Sunday morning, I think might be the game of the week to watch.
Yeah.
But I think the Breakers can beat the Stallions in the playoffs. It would not surprise me if the Breakers did. I think the Stars are capable too, but I think the Generals are the best team. But I actually think If we had the Breakers could be like they should have beat the Stallions just 2 weeks ago.
The point differential between these two teams isn't too much. 213 to 151 is the Stallions point differential. So that's good for what 62 point differential on the season. And then the Breakers is 193 to 144. So that's a 49. So, you know, only two touchdowns separate these teams from, you know, their entire season. Now, granted, Stallions are 8-1, Breakers are 6-3, but there's just not that big of a difference.
And
a
very close matchup too.
Yeah.
There was a great hit where a guy lost his tooth.
That was beautiful.
Fantastic. That's happened to me before. Big supporter of
dental destruction on the football
field. That was fantastic to see. Glad there was no flag on that. How about that too? They picked up a roughing the passer. And what game was that? I want to say it was the Sunday game. I want to say it was the Bandits Breakers. That was I'm so glad they picked it up. Glad to see some football going on.
You know what's encouraging too is people aren't losing their shit over it. So the more that they do it, I'm sure the more encouraged they're going to be to keep picking up those flags.
Yeah, hell yeah. All right, Patty C. Well, this kind of concludes. You know, I get it. Week 9 and 10 aren't the sexiest when it comes to football appeal, but we still got DFS. There's money to be made. And like I said, it's still entertaining. Football, no matter what, is going to be great. And then I can't wait to get to Canton, Ohio.
Yeah.
And catch these playoffs.
I wonder if we're going to have some fans show out for that.
Yes, we will.
It would be cool to see some, at least.
It's going to be interesting to see Birmingham away from fans too.
Yeah. If they just take an
telling
out right
you, Breakers upset special. Get in now. Get in now.
I mean, I think the Breakers Stars would be the ultimate uniform matchup for the championship. And the Stars are 3-for-3 in USFL history going to the championship game.
If they go 4-for-4,
that would be incredible.
Talk about a historic franchise.
But the Generals I think you're right. Are the team to beat?
I think they mean business, man. I think they mean business, and Mike Riley proven to be such a very good coach yet again. All right, folks, we'll subscribe to the USFL Gambling Podcast. We're going to have you covered for the playoffs, for the you know, like I said, DFS show coming later in the week, pick show coming later in the week, ATS. We've made people a lot of money on this show. Subscribe, tell a friend, and also remember, me, Patty C, and NC Nick host the College Football Experience. We're breaking down all 131 teams on the College Football Experience, and also subscribe to the College Basketball Experience because we talk college basketball year round. And subscribe to the College Baseball Experience that I host with Noah Beanick. And remember, we have so many other great, great podcasts going off. The CFL Gambling Podcast with Rod Villa Gomez and CFL Jim. We have just the what Sports Gambling Podcast already doing NFL stuff, props, picks, fantasy football. It just, you got to check out that. The NHL Gambling Podcast as we get closer to the Stanley Cup. The NBA Gambling Podcast, the WNBA Gambling Podcast. I mean, we got you covered. MLB season still hit swinging away. MLB Gambling Podcast, Golf Gambling Podcast, US Open going on. Notorious OTB, Horse Racing Daily Picks. You got to check out that. Zed Run Virtual Horse Racing. You got to check out all those. My guy Scott Bowser doing that. So do that. Check those out. I think you'll dig some of those. So do that. And you can find us on Twitter at USFL Gambling. If you give us a 5-star review, take a screenshot, find us on Twitter and show us that. And I will send you a brand new t-shirt from us. So do that. I'm on Twitter at the Colby D. Patty C is on Twitter at Patty C831. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. Sports Gambling Podcast is on Twitter at the SGP Network. Give us all a follow. Check out the Slack app, Sports Gambling Podcast. We're always talking USFL and other football leagues. We're football junkies. So do that. And all right, can't wait for week 10. This is the USFL Gambling Podcast. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.